basically not liking someone and ignoring them is not causing harm. You're always in your right to do that. And I think it's actually healthier to express that rather than trying to get along with everyone. Hey guys, what's going on? I'm David Greenberg, and I want to welcome you here, especially if this is the first time you're watching one of my videos. Thank you for joining me here. If you are brand new, of course, I always encourage you to go back and watch some of my earlier content. It'll give you a little more of a foundation. This video is going to be a little bit different. It's a little bit experimental. On today's video, I want to touch on a topic which I've been thinking about a lot, and I think is very important. And that has to do with drawing a distinction between simply disliking someone for whatever reason, maybe it's their aesthetics, maybe it's just the way they behave, versus actually being angry at someone because of something that they're doing wrong. There's some harm that they are causing or potentially causing or have caused, and actually being appropriately angry at them. And I think it's very important to draw this distinction. And what I've come to realize is that both of these mindsets, both of these behaviors are important. And they have a place, but they're also very different. So we don't want to confuse the two. One of the big lessons that I had to learn in life is to have clear dislikes and express them. To have clear dislikes and express them. In other words, not to be a yes man, not to like or pretend to like everything and everyone, and be okay with that. Sometimes discover that there would be someone that I didn't like, and it wasn't even because they are necessarily a bad person, meaning a person who is harming others or causing some kind of harm, but just something about them. It could have to do with bad habits. It could have to do with the fact that maybe they're harming themselves. Maybe they are smoking in excess or consuming substances in their own body excessively, which of course they have a right to do. It's not a wrongdoing, but it's more like a vice or a bad habit. Or someone who almost never takes a shower. Yes, there are actually people who do that, believe it or not. I've run into them. In fact, I've run into more of them recently just from working in the hostel, working in tourism and hospitality. Or someone who tends to gossip a lot, or someone who just tends to just think about themselves a lot. Ego, me, right? Because while those behaviors in and of themselves may not be wrongdoing or harm, they often are the portal to causing harm. They often are the portal to the ego being out of whack. And it's kind of like a gateway to the next level. So you'll see me sometimes hitting myself here because there's quite a few bugs here and they do bite. Those insects do bite, yep. But it's worth it to be out here in this beautiful spot. So it's just a price that I have to pay, and price that you'll have to pay seeing me swat these bugs. Only when they bite me. Otherwise, I leave them alone. So I think it's really important to draw that distinction. What I like to do, what I've come to do, is if I don't like someone just because of their vices or their behaviors, but I don't necessarily consider them to be someone who's causing harm, I'm probably not even going to confront them or spend energy on them. In fact, what I'll probably do is just distance myself from them. And I don't feel that I even owe them an explanation of why I dislike them. I just dislike them. And if they were to change their behaviors, maybe I would dislike them less. Maybe I would come to like them, right? So it's not even a permanent condition that I dislike them. It just happens to be the way it is. So I think it's very important to express that. I think that is a healthy, natural expression of likes and dislikes. And we don't have to be friends with everyone. The distinction I'm drawing here is that I don't owe that person an explanation. So if they feel the effect of me not wanting to associate with them, their ego may drive them, for whatever reason, to try to pursue me and get me to talk about what is it about them that I don't like. I've seen this happen. I've even done it. I've seen this happen, and I've done it myself, because I used to be the kind of person that other people would do this to and probably still do sometimes. And I used to be the kind of person with a very low self-worth that I would want to know why they didn't like me. And so I would kind of pursue that. And in some cases, they would just have no interest at all and they wouldn't share anything. And I would just have to figure it out on my own. And I think that's perfectly okay. I don't think we don't owe an explanation. We have free will to act and behave in these ways when we're not causing harm. Basically, not liking someone and ignoring them is not causing harm. You're always in your right to do that. And I think it's actually healthier to express that rather than trying to get along with everyone. Because if we got along with everyone, there would never be any adversity. No one would ever learn and grow. It would just be too easy. Versus someone who's actually causing harm, this is a different scenario. Someone who's actually causing harm of any kind, then yes, we need to take that action and translate that into some kind of confrontation. In that case, I do think it is very important that we go directly to that person and we say something directly to their face about what it is, the harm that they're causing, or if there's an alleged harm, to get clarity very quickly about whether there's actual harm being caused, and to have that confrontation so that they can see it and they can hear it from us. These are two very different things. And I think sometimes people conflate them. I know I have, but I think it's very important to draw a distinction. It's perfectly okay to have dislikes for people. The ego will want to label that something. It'll call it, oh, this person has bad energy. Sometimes people in the coaching industry, or sometimes these certain people will say, oh, you want to remove these quote unquote toxic people from your life. Well, if someone is generally toxic in the sense that they are someone that harms themselves a lot and doesn't take good care of themselves and doesn't have very good ideas in general, sure, yes, I agree. I don't really want to be around a person like that, right? And I will probably remove them, and I won't even make a big deal about it. Again, this whole thing about getting rid of toxic people, just don't associate with them. It's that simple. However, if there is someone who is quote unquote toxic, in the sense that they are harming other people, whatever that looks like, you know, they're being deceptive, they're being coercive, maybe they're actually causing physical harm or allegedly causing physical harm, then I disagree with that paradigm. I disagree wholeheartedly. We actually have a moral duty to confront that person. We have a moral obligation. If we are claiming to be a good person, if I'm claiming to be a good person, then I have a moral duty to not only not ignore that person or just distance myself from them, but I actually have a moral duty to confront them. As uncomfortable as that may be for me and for the other person, I have a moral obligation to say something. And in those cases, I will confront that person. I do my best. Nobody is perfect. I'm not perfect. I know you're not perfect. But as long as we're getting better every day, that is perfection. Perfection is bringing more awareness every day, recognizing this, and then taking action. As long as we're improving every day, that's what's important. No one's going to be perfect from the get-go. In summary, we want to really always draw a distinction. Yes, certain types of people, I wouldn't call them toxic. I think that's just a ridiculous use of that term, because toxic means poisonous. And these people are not poisonous. They're only poisonous to you if you allow them to be. But they could just be disagreeable. They could be distasteful. They could smell bad. They could have bad taste. They could take bad care of themselves. Yes, those people, I agree. I don't really want a lot of people like that in my life anyway. I like to ignore them because I think that sends them a very clear message. It helps them to recognize their behaviors. But people who are actually causing harm, who are actually bad people, before I distance myself from them, the first thing I want to do is I need to confront that person and say to their face, stop doing what you're doing. Why are you doing that? Do you recognize that what you're doing is wrong? Some variation of that, whatever it is in the particular, however you bring it up to them. But confrontation is good when potential harm is being done. Or even if they're thinking of causing harm and they've made it clear that they have the intention of causing harm, that's still an excellent opportunity to confront. Those people, whether you call them toxic or not, whether you use that term or not, they need to be approached and words need to be said so that further actions, forceful actions, are not required because they modify their behavior accordingly. Versus people that you just don't want to be around. So that's really the point of this video. I wanted to just draw that distinction because I had to learn that in my own mind and kind of draw that distinction in my own mind, because I would find myself sometimes encountering these people and I didn't like being around them, but I couldn't point at something and say, well, this person's actually doing something wrong or harmful or immoral or evil. I just knew that I found them distasteful and I didn't want to be around them. So I had to draw that distinction, and that's why I wanted to share that with you on this video today. Hopefully that's been helpful. This has been a little more of an advanced conversation based versus some of my other videos. Hopefully you got value from it. If you did, smash that like button. By the way, I haven't mentioned this a lot, but I now have sponsorship, just like a lot of content creators. So if you're someone that has a product or service and you really vibe with my work and you want to get your product brand in front of more people and you feel like the people who watch my content would really dig it, And what you can do is you can reach out to me through the website, freedomvibe.art, or david@freedomvibe.art is the email. Just send me an email. We can talk about it. I have sponsorship. And right now, because it's brand new, it's like super, super inexpensive. Super, super inexpensive. It's practically free just because I'm trying to promote it to get it out there. So if you'd like to have your brand on one of my upcoming videos, just reach out and we can talk about it. Okay? Talk to you soon. I hope you found this video to be really helpful. My website is called freedomvibe.art, where I share principles of natural law that would allow us to change the current human condition from what it is right now, slavery, to one of true freedom. Take action to apply these principles in your own life. And once you've gained enough of an understanding, you've done the work on yourself, start to teach and share these principles with others using your own words and your own way. Also, if you're getting a lot of value and you want me to be able to reach more people, then I want to invite you to help me out by making a 100% voluntary donation to my work and to this project. You can do that at freedomvibe.art/donate. Check it out. Get involved. Be a true freedom fighter. Embrace the values of knowledge and understanding, courage and care, and let's make this happen. Thank you very much.